Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
And joining us today is Megan Bruckstrom, the Director of Marketing at Felician Village. And Megan, today we're going to talk about the signs that we can look for when visiting the elderly or loved ones this holiday season.
Thanks, Jim. Before we start discussing specific signs, I do want to point out and just remind listeners that just because someone has one or maybe several of these signs does not mean the person needs assisted living. Some changes in ability occur just because of age. It really depends on the impact of the change on a person's life. If health or safety are affected, assisted living might be a benefit. So as you visit your loved ones this holiday season, you can be on the lookout for some of these signs. One is decreased attention to personal care. So these are sometimes those most noticeable changes, you know, unexpected or extreme weight loss, unbrushed hair, dirty clothes, maybe wearing the same clothes, body odor. Really look for changes. If somebody was always very well kept and suddenly does not look how they normally had for years, that might be a sign to pay attention to. Less care in housekeeping and yard work. Little difficult at this time of the year, but maybe just if their house has always been clean and it's not clean, or that snow is kind of piling up and they're stepping on top of it instead of having it shoveled. Is garbage piling up? Spoiled food on the counter in the fridge? Broken equipment in the house? Look for those as well. Cognitive changes, so that memory loss or getting lost driving or being in familiar areas, difficulty problem solving, problems with organization and planning. Dementia can also present itself in mood or behavior issues, like spending large sums of money unwisely. Does your loved one exhibit depression, anxiety, lack of inhibition, paranoia? Are they agitated more than normal, or, you know, inappropriate behavior, something that makes you think mom or dad isn't acting like mom and dad normally had been? That might be a cognitive issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then reduced mobility. It can be caused by balance issues, joint pain, fragility, neurological problems, or a combination of all of those things. Watch how they're walking. Are they always sitting in one chair closest to the location they're coming from? Are they sleeping on a chair because going to the bedroom is too difficult? Or going upstairs, do they use the furniture to walk around, going from the couch to the chair to the table? Do they not go outside because walking is too difficult or painful? And then are they falling, or maybe there's signs of falls that at this point they can still get up, and maybe they're hiding that information, bruises that they can't explain. So those are just some signs to look at when you're visiting your family. If you have questions about your loved one and assisted living, you can call Jeremy Diener, our Director of Assisted Living, at 920-684-7171, extension 411, and he's happy to discuss. He has a lot of great experience and can help families as they navigate if assisted living is right for them.
Sounds great. Megan, good tips there as we take care of our loved ones over the holidays and really all year long, too. Want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.